Hello, everybody. I wanted to give you a little bit of a bonus homework assignment for this week for those of you that wanted it. It's a short visualization, one that will help you continue the work that we began last week in week one, help you really take the next steps in starting to connect with the overall cycle and the overall sacred rhythms. So take a moment. We'll kind of get ready to do a little visualization. So take a moment and just put everything away. Give yourself the gift of full presence for a few minutes. Find a comfortable place to sit. And settle in as you allow your eyes to close. Using this time just for you. And as you settle in, find your breath. Inhaling and exhaling. With each inhale, allow yourself to open up, to receive, to take in exactly what you need. With each exhale, release, let go, hug inward. Inhaling, opening up, taking in, exhaling, letting go, hugging inward. Kind of like the cycles, inhaling and expanding after you've initiated the breath, and then finding the fullness of the breath, and then starting to move towards hugging in, getting smaller, letting go. Initiating the breath just like spring, and then moving into growing the breath as you inhale and inhale, and then reaching the apex, that summer solstice moment in a way of growth. And then as you exhale, really harvest the experience, enjoy the ability to breathe. And then moving into winter, into full, just a moment of pause in between the breath before you initiate again. So we'll try that all together. Initiate the inhale, and then grow the inhale, grow it, find its fullness. And then begin to exhale and harvest. Enjoy the exhale until you're fully exhaled. Have that winter moment of full pause. And then initiate the breath again. Doing this other cycle or two on your own. And then from this place, scanning your body and finding where in your body do you hold the wisdom and the secrets and the mystery of the cycles, of the sacred rhythms. And you don't need to overthink this. Just find where you're being called to in your body. It may be your heart, it might be your belly, it might be your back, your throat, wherever it is for you today, whether you have known it before this moment or not, there is a part in your body that holds the full cycle, the wisdom and the secret and the mystery of these sacred rhythms. And wherever that is in your body, and again, don't overthink it, just allow yourself to go there. Wherever that is in your body, start to direct some focus and attention and even breath to that place in your body that knows, that has full access to the cycles, to the sacred rhythms, as they live inside of you. And as you connect with that part of your body that holds these secrets, that holds this access for you, I invite you to ask it a couple of questions. Because it knows. Because when you were conceived, you had these sacred rhythms fully intact. They may have gotten lost somewhere along the way. You may have lost full access to them, but they're there. And so wherever this is living inside your body, connect with it deeply and ask your sacred rhythms, when did I lose my full access to you? What was the event or series of events that had me lose my access to you, or my full access to you? And just see what your sacred rhythms say about this. You may hear it, you may see it, you may feel it. When did I lose my full access to you? What were the events or series of events that had me lose that access to you? And then taking a deep breath and connecting with your sacred rhythms even more deeply, and asking this part of your body where your sacred rhythms live, what would I need to believe in order to be more connected to you? What would I need to believe in order to be more connected to you? And continue to connect with this part of your body that holds the mysteries and the sacredness and the wisdom of the sacred rhythms. And ask this part of your body, ask the sacred rhythms, how can you help me in my life and my work right now? How can you help me in my life and my work right now? Good, and then continuing to connect. Really be with your sacred rhythms as you hold them inside of you. And last question to ask them for now, what else would you like for me to know? What else would you like for me to know? Good. And then with that, focus again on your breath for another one or two cycles, using the breath to reinforce these four phases, initiating the breath, and then watching it grow through the exhale, coming to fullness, and then watching it grow through the inhale, let it move to fullness, and then letting the exhale move you into harvest, into enjoying this process of the breath until you get to the bottom of the exhale. Pause for a moment in winter and rest, and then initiate the inhale one more time, watching it grow, coming to its peak like the full moon or the summer solstice, and then exhaling, enjoying, reaping the fruits of your labor with this cycle of breath, and then letting this cycle go. And then you can allow your eyes to flutter open and jot down any notes that you want from the visualization, anything that came through around when you lost access to your sacred rhythms, what you would need to believe in order to be more connected, how it can help, what it wants you to know. I hope you enjoyed this visualization, and I can't wait to connect again later this week.